But might have been on a little give and go. And that's going to work all night if they don't stop that. 4-point lead for USA, 16-12. Boom to the left elbow, over to Classy, or to Kraft's left wing. He's dribbling, brings it back out, 7 minutes to go, and before halftime. Steeman for three in the corner, that one goes errant, and I mean air ball, and to Jordan Booms with the offensive rebound for Harbor Beach. Right wing to the top of the key to Kraft, dribbles in at the free throw line, right into the base, and with the runner from the right side, it's the home bounce. Rimmed around the hole, hoop twice, finally went in. We have a 30-second timeout called by USA. Kraft now has 9 points. He leads Harbor Beach without scoring. 2-point lead for USA, 16-14. John?
Clark, more importantly, though, is that USA is getting a lot of balanced scoring from a lot of their players. Harbor Beach right now only has two players that are active. They're going to have to get more scoring from their other players in order to keep USA guessing. One other thing, too, is that Brennan Ballard entered the ball game, and he found a little opening by playing up in the high post, sliding down to the low post as the ball was at his level, and he put in there a nice little layup.
Well, Ryan Brown, listening to the Harbor Beach huddle on that one. Ryan, what'd you find out?
Coach Herbal is very pleased with the way the offense is going so far because they're getting some good looks at the bucket. On defense, USA is running a 1-4 with a 4-high set. Coach Rubel is just concentrating on the guys, bumping off screens, pinballing cutters a little bit, slowing down their offense, but trying to get them out of some rhythm.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. USA brings it up. Right to left, across your radio. Ballard has it the right wing. Over to Rick Ordenbrer, left wing, right at the three line. Trying to feed it into Ballard, who's being guarded by Kraft. And number five, Nick Fletcher, bangs it in from the top of the key. He didn't even expect that one to go off.
It was the exact same play they ran for Ballard last time. Only this time, it was Fletcher at the top of the key and just drilled it.
So the bank is open after hours, 19-14. 5-point lead for USA once again. Feeds it into Booms in the middle of the paint. He goes up, gets knocked down. Rebound, Ballard. Harbor Beach players are falling all over the place. McBrayer, left wing, drives down to the baseline, brings it back out, slows things down. The head coach for USA, Mark Gainforth, calls the play. McBrayer now left wing, being guarded by Dinther. Over to Nick Fletcher, top of the key, drives into the paint, goes right down, and looks like a loose ball in there a little bit. Knocked out of bounds by Harbor Beach. USA ball underneath on the hoop, left side of the radio. Rick is passing this one in. McBrayer brings up top of the key, and they still haven't passed it in. Get it into McBrayer, left wing. 5:45 to go in the second. 19-14, USA leads by 5 over Harbor Beach. McBrayer, right wing, being guarded by Kintler. Out to number 5, Nick Fletcher in the deep corner. Brings it back up. Falls a set over to McBrayer, left post into Rick. He takes the jump shot from 15 feet. This one goes out the back of the iron. Rebound, Seaman for Harbor Beach. Klasky comes across the timeline with it. 5:20 to go before halftime. Harbor Beach trailing by 5 to USA. Kintler, right wing. Crafts out of the key, drives into the right elbow, takes the jump shot runner. This one's good. That's a good-looking stroke there from Eli Kraft, number 22. He's already in double digits with 11. McBrayer, left wing, back up to Nick Fletcher, almost picked off by Kraft. He takes the jump shot from the free throw line, rebound, Kinter. Harbor Beach starting to push it. They have numbers. Left elbow, Kraft for two, good.
Well, Eli Kraft is warming up.
He's warming up and taking over this whole game. It's now only a 1-point deficit for the Pirates. USA leads 19-18. 4.5 before halftime. McBrayer slowing things down over to Ballard, right wing. Over to Rick, top of the key. Over to McBrayer, left wing, being guarded by Ginther. Nick Fletcher drives in the lane, loses it on the way in, into Ginther's hands. Kraft now is trying to push it, slows it down. Feeds it into Steven, left post, and goes up off the backboard, and it's good. Harbor Beach starting to click right before our very eyes. They have the lead again. They now lead by 1, 20-19. Halfway through the second quarter, 20-19, Harbor Beach over USA. McBrayer, 30 feet away from the hoop, being guarded by Kinder, dribbles to his right, brings it back up to the top. 3:55 to go. Ballard sets the pick at the right elbow, sets it again as McBrayer brings the top of the key over to Rick for three from the left wing. He can make that. That one goes no good. Amazing, but fresh air. And across the timeline comes Kraft. It's 4-on-1 USA on to Kraft. And he slows it down. Over to Seaman, the left corner. Back up left wing to Kraft. He drives into the free throw line, gets it further into the paint, kicks it out to Ginther, feeds it into the right post to Klatsky. Back out to Ginther. Booms to Klatsky into the right corner. 3:20 to go before halftime. Kraft's now slowing things down to the left wing. Skip pass again all the way over to Ginther into the right corner for the long J. Is Klatsky is good. Start calling him Carl Malone from that site. And USA calls another timeout. You're tuned to WLAW. We're going to take a quick break. You're tuned to your home for high school basketball.
There is something that sets school sports apart from all other levels of competition. Something that truly makes the games educational for a lifetime. Something that emphasizes the values of ethics, integrity, and respect more than wins and losses. Something that everyone, players, coaches, and spectators need to be a part of. What is it? It's sportsmanship. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Sorry for party rocking.
Timeout called by USA with 3:08 left and before they head to the locker room for halftime. Hopper Beach now with a 3-point lead, 22-19. Ryan Brown listening to the USA huddle. Ryan, what's happening there?
Well, Coach Gainsforth is kind of happy with the shot selection they're getting offensively, but he mentioned they're only getting one rebound. The shot goes up and they're finished. He wants to try and get a little more offensive rebounds out of his guys. And defensively, they just got to start rebounding, start boxing out a little bit more, and play a little bit more aggressively because they're a little too passive right now, Clark.
Well, Hopper Beach is out toward them 12-5 in the second quarter through 5 minutes. John, what's USA need to do right now?
Right now, USA needs to go ahead and utilize our aircraft carrier. That is right there, I think, is the key. It also brings down the defense a little bit and opens up the offense.
And when we say aircraft carrier, Brendan Ballard, number 44 for USA. He's about 6'6", 230.
Clark, he's on the bench right now.
And he's on the bench. 3:05 to go in the half. 22-19. Hopper Beach leads. And here comes McGrair over to the right corner to Nick Fletcher. Almost took the three. Pump fake twice. Now feeds it into Kyle Fletcher from the right post for the jump shot. Good. That one bounced around about four times before it went in. And Kyle Fletcher now with 4 points. Kraft from the left wing feeds it into Booms to the right left elbow. Drives into the paint. Kicks it over to Klatsky. Into Ginther at the right post. Good ball movement there. And when you pass it, when you take a shot from that close, it's a high percentage. Aaron Ginther with his first 2 points of the night. As the shot from USA goes no good. Last touch by Hopper Beach. Patriot ball underneath their own hoop, 24-21. 147 seconds before halftime.
Right now, Hopper Beach is getting more scoring from the rest of the players right now. It's starting to even out.
Bobber's back in the game for USA. Kicks it over to the right wing to Rick, who drives into the lane. This one goes up short. Rebound Seaman from Hopper Beach. Passes up to Aaron Ginther all the way across the court. He takes the same shot from the right elbow. The right post, excuse me. And the way up, there's a whistle. There's going to be a foul against USA. That's the team's fourth of the half. Ginther heading the line for two. He has 2 points, and they've been fairly quiet, but a good defense. Fouls at number five, Nick Fletcher, his first. To the line, shooting two for you, Hopper Beach. Aaron Ginther. They're 1-for-4 on the night thus far. And now 1-for-5. Hopper Beach, we've seen them shoot very well, free throw line, and we've seen them shoot horribly.
Well, this is not the night to go ahead and get streaky.
No, not when it's one. Go a win or go home on this side. Ginther's second shot is up, and that one's no good. Rebound Seaman, though. He gets pushed down to the ground, and there's a whistle, and no foul, just out of bounds. Seaman.
Well, he was whacked in the air as he got the rebound, landed inbound, flopped over into the out of bounds, and the referee called it, I think it's out of bounds, so it's USA ball.
And across the timeline, McGrair, top of the key. And it's stolen by Klatsky at the right elbow. Here comes Kraft. Kraft on USA 2. And he takes a jump shot from the right elbow or right post. I've been messing that up all night, and it's good. Kraft now has 8 points in the second quarter alone. He has 15, and he stole the ball right there. Over to Ginther, left post, and it's good. Hopper Beach does their best when they are on the go. And Aaron Ginther.